99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello and welcome. It's Open Thought Tuesday, and I hope you're good. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. The sun rises here, and I think we should just get to our Open Thought conversation first. All right, 32 minutes past 12. On your foremost talk radio station, Nigeria Info, and today on Open Thought, I want to talk about the fact that there are a few men. I don't know how few that is. Well, I think few because I don't necessarily have a specific number to it. I think for the other men who do not immediately make that category, it would be because they have not had the opportunity. And what am I talking about? Men who are comfortable with women picking up their bills. You see, one of the beauties of Open Thought Tuesday, besides the fact that it allows for just public opinions, I think maybe of all the days in the week, probably Tuesday is the only day where your gut feeling, your sentiments might really just have a moment to shine. And I think that I find, you know, our Open Thought conversations particularly compelling because it gets to touch on social issues and the dynamism upon which the social, the economical, the religious, and the political all intertwine. Well, I guess life happens to people. Or maybe people choose what kind of life that they want. Or maybe some of both instances where people choose the life that they want when life has happened to them. And I've heard women say, well, I'm not sure this is the life that I thought I would have with this person. I wanted to have a life, but this is not my dream. This is an absolute nightmare. And in fact, some women have just resolved to doing what they can, particularly those who are married. Others, I don't know. I think they do it after a while. I don't know. And now the reason I don't know is because I don't know the stories. And those stories are individuated because it depends on who you ask. Others have no qualms. Others maybe have a little problem with it, but just don't know how to resolve it. Or some even say, well, I'm in a situation with this man and he allows me to do everything. So let's talk about men who are comfortable with the woman footing the bill. Now, I would also love for women who have absolutely no qualms with footing the bill. In fact, I think that some of the women who foot bills, it's not the footing the bill that ends the relationship. It's actually something else. At least the stories I've heard, it's that this woman has been like a solid support for this guy and he's been taking her for granted, so much so that he did this to her, did that to her, and did that other that to her. Yeah, there are cases where the woman allows the man to do everything, but that's also a function of culture, where the woman is told everything that she is told in order for her to be relegated and not be seen as a solid, functional, right-hand person, you know? And then the men are told, well, it's masculine for you to cater to your family. And so some women, just honest to God, just sit back, keep fingers crossed, and wait for a manna to fall. In fact, I'm not sure what year it was, where, you know, I heard a woman say that she keeps all her money to herself, and except the husband asks, she doesn't give a penny out. It's like, isn't that crazy to you? But hey, God alone knows what part of life happened to her and why that is a choice that she has made. So, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, Open Thought Tuesday, and we're beginning with our divorce series. Some men feel a little embarrassed. Now, let's talk about that. Some men just feel somewhat embarrassed by a woman paying their bills. Some others have no problem. Like, if she can, then she can. So, I want to find out. Is this something that is a problem? And how much of a problem is it? On this show, I've heard a woman call the show and she said on the show that her husband was saying to her, well, there's some jobs I can do. Now, first he is unemployed. And then he's saying, well, there's some jobs I can't do. until I get a job, I don't have a job. And she says she has to go out there and do everything that she can do for money. Come back, cook, and cater to this person who has exalted himself above some kinds of jobs and wouldn't take anything that he thinks is beneath him. And so he's just comfortable with the wife just paying up everything that needs to be paid for. So if you're a man, I guess there's probably a male perspective to it. Probably something informs the comfort. If you're a woman, I'm thinking that you probably have something to say. And maybe your story would give us a clearer picture of what's really happening, particularly with the psyche of people who are just okay with other people paying the bill. Welcome to Open Thought Tuesday. My name's Joyce.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
And let's talk then. Nigeria Info, Open Thought Tuesday. Good afternoon to you. Remember the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you. I can hear you. Go ahead. Tell us your name.
My name is Frank.
Welcome, Frank. Go ahead.
Okay. Like for me, I have married. But like for me, I don't like to my wife to work in anywhere. Like for me, I am working, but... And anything my wife needs, I give her everything, but she refuses to work. But I said, no, I don't like my wife to work. That is my own opinion. So that is it.
Why don't you like her to work? Why?
Nothing. I not just like it. I don't like her to be suffer, all those kind of things, you know.
Oh.
That is my own.
Oh.
That is my own, because I don't want all those things to happen to her.
Oh, okay.
So it's my own duty, because my own say my wife know how to cook very well. That is my own. Before I will come back for work, she don't prepare everything. So I'm happy with that, because I don't like to have to work. That is it.
Okay. Kind of like that. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. So, I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Nigerian women, when was the last... Even Nigerian men, when was the last time you heard anybody say that? Like, oh, I don't want my wife to suffer. I can't remember the last time I heard that. I don't think it's suffering, but he just thinks that that's some extra kind of work that his wife should not do because it's stressful. Hmm. I guess he's a romantic, something he's probably not aware of. I'll make it back. So if you have just tuned in, we're talking about men who are comfortable with women paying their bills. Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Nigeria.
Hello, how are you? Good afternoon.
Hi, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. It's good to have you. Welcome. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Olumide.
Welcome, Olumide.
Yeah, as for me, it has been my intention right from beginning, before I even got married, that is the man supposed to be the one responsible for all his family's expenses, and most especially the wife. And anytime I see men like me that don't do that to their wives, it pains me to my bone marrow.
Why?
My wife works, but I do tell my wife, let's have budget for everything. If I give you money for upkeep, don't use the money to buy diaper for baby. Let each of the kids have their own budget per month so that the upkeep will not suffer for baby's diapers. But for me, and as God has made us to be, we're supposed to be the head of the family, and we should be able to cater for the family.
So you are the sole provider for your family, and you wouldn't like your wife to contribute in any way to the financial...
My wife knows that that's my stand. But what she does is, on her own, from her business, you understand, she can now say, okay, I did this for the family. But invariably, I will still find me of paying her back. Like, maybe we need to change the upholstery in the home.
Okay.
He may see something. I just go and buy it, but I will still compensate her for that. Man's supposed to be the one doing it for the family.
Okay.
That's the only thing.
Okay, you're thinking. Thank you very much. I do appreciate. Now, I think it's also necessary to point out that in some other parts of the world, particularly in America, people go out and they split the bills. So if you check, given the economic system in some parts of Europe and Americas, you have to, both of you have to work and both of you have to split the bills. In fact, there was a video of a Nigerian, what's his name? D1, I think it's D1, Dyer. Yeah, a veteran broadcaster who put out a video recently saying that in the UK you have to cook your own food. So I guess really the culture shock, if I can call it that, would be in Nigeria, someone has to cook his food for him. But being in the UK where cost of labor is high, like if you hired a cleaner to clean your house, it'll cost so much. If you hired a gardener, if you hired a laundry person, if you hired a chef, anything, it's costly to hire labor overseas. So in order to manage your income, you have to do it yourself. You see that? Meaning that if you are married to someone good for you, then both of you have to collaborate and then split cost. But here in Africa, some things are still what they are. But I think that is for economic requirement. There are some men who them and their conscience sit down, allow a woman go work, come back and feed them. Let's talk about that. Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, it's good to have you. Welcome. Tell us your name. Good afternoon to you. Tell us your name. Yeah. You can go ahead.
This is calling.
Okay.
You know, each time I hear, I don't want my wife to work. The thing gets me upset.
Why?
I want to ask, short-term suffering and long-term suffering, which one is the best? You don't want your wife to work. We are not thinking about the future. What if something happens on the long run? The woman will depend on the charity of the people to survive with the children. It happened to me when I got married in 2012. Are you there?
Go ahead.
Yeah, my husband said, I don't want you to work. I'm up and I can take care of you and your and the children. Before you know it, in fact, I do not agree. If you go to work, I'll sneak out and go and do my own business. By the time you come back, I've already entered inside. And I get up to 100,000 from the business I'm doing. But he don't know. Anytime he went out, yeah, I will go my own business. So when something happened, his business started to crumble. It's me that supported him. Even during that, the time of the coronavirus, I supported him a lot. He don't even say about, I don't want my wife to work again. Don't forget about that one. Please, men, leave your wife. Let them do something.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate you calling in. So let's talk about what we're talking about. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello,
dear. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Tell us your name. You can go ahead. Good afternoon.
My name is Don Dupre from Savoyaba.
Okay. Uh-huh.
In fact, I can't be comfortable telling my wife not to work or looking at myself paying the bills, looking at the financial status or where I'm coming from financially. Understand?
No, I don't understand. Hold on. What I'm discussing is men who are comfortable with women paying their bills.
Okay. Well, maybe just like you say, maybe the person is very romantic, but it's not the advantage of. It's not really the advantage of.
What do you mean the person is a romantic person? How did that come into the equation?
Too much love. Too much love and passion, don't want to work, please stay in the house.
No, you don't understand me. You're not, hold on, you don't understand anything that I'm saying. I'm discussing men who allow their women foot their bills and they choose not to be responsible for what's their responsibility.
Okay.
This is cool. I'll call me back then, thank you. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Okay, my name is Token Wanton.
Okay.
I First time caller, though.
Oh, welcome, first time caller. It's good to have you.
I'm a listener to your program for years now. I've been listening.
Thank you.
I'm just being moved this afternoon because I heard some comments. I understand you are listening to your topic. But the reason why I'm calling is to do some correction. Because I heard a lot of people saying, woman, my wife, I don't want my wife to walk, do this, that. But I just want to let them know that women, if going by anything, to share the work women do, those ones that they refer to that are not working, is, if I'm to judge, I would say that they work more than men that prove that they are the ones providing for the family. The work women do, for example, my wife, the work she does, I appreciate her so much, because taking care of the family, taking care of myself, my children, and making sure that everybody is in order, men, I give it to women. So I hate it most when people say that this woman doesn't do anything. Is a lie from pit of the head. So that is just the reason why I am being booked to call this afternoon.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Good. And that's also a necessary conversation to have, because people have said that women who stay back at home and take care of kids don't work, because the assumption is, well, that's not work. I have a caller here. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hey, Joyce. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Welcome. Tell us your name.
Sugar Daddy on the line. I think it's completely bad and should not be encouraged at all.
Why is it bad?
If I were the woman, I think I would drop him like it's hot. That's the reason why, men of a few decades ago die before their time, because there's so much stress on them. And if anything happens to that man, like the lady just said a while ago, the family is done for. These are the same set of people that when you tell them, for example, that's those men that say, oh, their wife shouldn't work, have a life insurance, they will say, no, do you want to kill me? They don't believe in life insurance and things like that. Behavior like that shouldn't be encouraged. This part of the world, due to the, high cost of living, both spouses work, and they put the money in a common account, and they budget for the month in terms of maybe your car expenses, gas, mortgage. Today is the 31st. I just balanced my family book for this month. So I'm just waiting and watching which bill is going to be paid or not. On the other hand, for example, I'm married to somebody that is really successful, maybe a CEO or CFO, or somebody that is highly, paid. She's a high net individual, for example. And she's like, oh, we agree that it's going to be a good idea for maybe one person to be at home. Obviously, I don't mind taking the heat, or maybe I don't mind reducing my hours at work in order to take care of the family and to do the runarounds for the family. But it has to be something that both parties would sit down and agree to. But a situation where somebody doesn't have something to do, but is selective on what he needs to do, that no, I can't take this is too bad, it's nonsense, and I think she should drop him.
All right,
quickly.
Okay, all right, thank you very much. I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
And so the gist is that some people are more willing, more giving, and then they find themselves in a situation where someone or the other person whom they're in that situation with takes their willingness for granted. So you would see, for example, where, well, this person is willing to contribute to whatever upkeep or expense that this union brings about. And because this other person is so willing, the other person is like, oh, okay, let me just sleep. You know, and then they want to pick and choose what is convenient for them, given the fact that, well, that other person is willing to give themselves strain and stress for the benefit of that union. So let's talk about that. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce.
It's good to have you. Welcome, lady. Tell me your name. You can go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hello. Hello, I lost you. Make it back. Nigeria Info, you're on the Sony side. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you? Lost you. Make it back. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, tell us your name. Go ahead.
My name is Joshua. I'm calling you from Alagbado. You see, Joyce, your topic is very nice. During that
I think I can't hear you. I can hear you clearly. Go ahead.
During that cholera virus, so my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, she now picked my children, my three children, so she was not taking care of them. But for me, I'm not happy as a man. Even today, she will be saying something about it. So, but I don't really like when a woman is feeding a man. Though it's the family issue, it's both of them that are supposed to cater for the home. But the man's responsibility is to take care of the home. Eh? So that is just my own take.
Yeah,
thank
but
you.
Some men can stomach it. Some men can manage it. So let's find out whether there is any justification. So I think the active word here is the woman feeding the man. Yeah, so that's the word. Like, there are some men who are comfortable with someone else feeding them. Like, they don't mind leaving off other people. What do you think about that? Make it back. We're off on a break in about a minute and a half. 99.3 Nigeria Info. So is it any convenience? Is it because the other person has much more? Good afternoon, Joyce. Any man who is comfortable and allows his wife to provide for him and the family is lazy and irresponsible. No matter how rich a woman is, a man should be doing something or providing for his family, no matter how small it is. All right, but what if it's a case where the woman has so much money that he can choose not to bother? All right, let's see. It's a few seconds before it's time for a short break, so we'll go off on a break. When I come back, the conversation will continue on our divorce series this afternoon. It is the willingness to sit back and be fed by a woman. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a message here I love to read. Good day, Joyce. Nice topic you bring up today. To me, it's good for a woman to work and earn to support her family. But any man who is comfortable with the wife footing all the bills will soon become the wife of the house. Huh? Because his confidence will be demoralized, and this is the reason some men can go extra miles to earn higher than their wives, even if it means to bring them down to be below whatever they are earning, that by so doing, the woman will become submissive, humble, and respectful to the man. This is Charles from Agege. So I want to talk about this, and it's interesting how all your realities are so interwoven, and you just really have to ask a question for all the answers to begin to emerge. So here, Charles is highlighting the fact that many men deliberately subdue the woman in order to get her to be submissive, humble, and respectful. We'll talk about that when we return. Up next, the news update on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. You're listening to Nigeria Info, and it's Open Thought Tuesday. And so I have a message here, and the gentleman is saying, Joyce, look, being a man is hard. I also do not mind sitting down idle and being taken care of. The streets is cold. I'm not sure I understand what you mean, but I think I would make sense of that import. So there are some men who have become what they've become. And maybe it's due to, I don't know. We're hoping to find that out. Let's go back to Chelsea's message. And so if you have just tuned in, we're talking about, well, a developing reality where some men are comfortable to just sit back, relax, and have someone else manage their financial responsibility. No, more like foot it, like cater to it, pay up. And so a lady called the show two weeks ago, and she told us a story about how her husband, for example, and that's one of many cases, right? Now he is unemployed, but cannot bring himself to do some kinds of jobs. And so she has to go out and do any kind of job, come back and feed him. And she was referring to, you know, the pride with which he holds himself. But on one hand, he's proud, but on the other hand, he cannot feed himself. so that someone else has to do it. Now, some would say, well, as a human being, you kind of set boundary or you set limits for yourself. Maybe there's some sensibility to the kind of jobs you cannot do, even when you are without income. They would say, well, I can't do that kind of job. It's beneath me. So I'll wait until I get what is befitting. But someone else is feeding you. Now, Charles said something here. He says that, let me pick the line specifically. It's good for a woman to earn and support her family. But any man who is comfortable with the wife footing the bill would soon become the wife. So I think psychologically, the wife's position, psychologically, by our Nigerian definition, is the what? So when you say something like that, it's like, so the wife is the not strong provider, relegated on the team. Like, what is this wife position? And I think I've heard that before, where they say, well, if the woman is the one providing, then she's the husband, or she's the man, and the man is the wife. So I think that there's something there that we need to highlight. And then there's also something else. You say, that's why some men will go as far as to bring down their wives, even if it means to bring them down to be below whatever they are earning, that by doing so, the woman will be submissive, humble, and respectful. So this is just good old power play. This is power play. But somehow I think maybe culture puts it at a disadvantage of the woman. So let's talk about this. And I think some men have found the responsibility that life brings their way to be so much that maybe it's an idea to rest if someone else can cater to them. So let's hear what you have to say about whether you, for example, think if you had the opportunity, someone else, you know, you're married or maybe you have a girlfriend, someone else can pay your bills. Let them do it. You know, let them do it. Let's hear you. Hi, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
My name is Victor. I'm calling from Barica.
Okay, welcome, Victor.
Yeah, I'm enjoying.
Okay, I'm sorry. Your line is not clear. You have to call me back, please. Your line isn't clear at all. Please call me back. Hello, welcome to the show. How you doing? The Sunny Side, welcome to the show. Hey, good afternoon to you. Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joy.
Hello, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Ada.
Pardon? Okay, I cannot hear you too. Okay. Your line isn't good.
I don't think there's any right thinking man. I'm Kennedy, calling from Mungo State.
Oh, welcome, Ken.
Yeah, any right thinking man that will sit back and be watching his wife putting the deal and will be comfortable about it.
Ah, but there are men
I
who
think
sit
it's
back.
A matter of understanding between the both of them.
But there are men who sit back. There are men who sit back.
Yes.
And they're right thinking, it would appear. It appears that they're right thinking.
Yes.
So what are you saying? If you can see them and these are probably your friends and they look right thinking, can you hear me? It does quite appear. Oh, so I do apologize. I think that we might have a little situation with the telephone lines. Good afternoon to you.
Hello?
Hello, if you can hear me.
Joy.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm good. It's good to have you. Welcome.
Happy New Year. I've lost with this year.
Happy New Year to you, too. It's good to have you right back on radio.
Yeah.
Tell us your name.
Happy New Year once again. Yeah, this is Ekene.
Welcome. Go
ahead. From Italy.
Great.
Yeah, first of all, let me say this. I don't think any man who would love his wife to be feeding him and be comfortable, that man is not a man. And I think every man should reject that.
No way.
Do you understand me?
If you're saying every man should reject that, that's something.
I think
that's
so.
A gospel.
Yes,
for the future.
Because.
But you men are doing it right now. They're doing. Let's talk
I know,
about
I know.
Men
I definitely.
Doing.
We are man. We are in the street. We are seeing it. But I don't.
Okay.
Think
good.
Yes, but I don't think it's necessary because as an African man, let me use. I'm speaking to you and as African man. I am, and also speaking to you as an Igbo man. I am. You know, in the Igbo land, there is a word they call your wife Oriag. Do you understand me now? So that means your wife became to eat your wealth and take care of her wealth. Do you understand me now? So that's the area I'm looking at this. But again, I would love my wife to work, and I give reason why she should work. I could remember when I was growing up, my sister then, her husband is okay. But there's something I noticed is that whenever the family wants something from my sister, my sister always asking her husband, telling her husband what the family wanted. But at the end of the day, you know, men will give, but before give, you still want the attitude show that, like, I did not marry you, marry your family. Do you understand? Kind of.
Okay.
Do you understand that? So then that, my sister and I figure out and find a way to make sure that the husband establishes his own business. So that whenever the family needs something, you don't need to tell your husband that my family needs it. You understand the point I'm making now? So okay. When you say a wife wants to work, it's not necessarily working because they want to take care of you, but at least she should be independent. So when anything goes wrong,
all right.
Do you understand me now? She could.
Thank you.
Wanting another. Once again, my dear sister, happy
New Year
once
to
again,
you.
Joy.
Good to hear from you.
You're doing a great job.
Thank
Joy,
you.
My sister.
Thank
Joy,
you very
one.
Much.
Thank you, my sister.
So I want to read this message. Good afternoon, Joyce. No reasonable man will sit and watch his wife feed the family. That may be understandable if things went sour for the man along the line. He can endure such scenario till things bounce back. The pride and ego of man does not support that. Ben from Yaba. Ben, thank you for your message. The thing about your message is when you say things like this, it makes the women who experience these things appear to be incoherent in their narrative of what might be their experience in their marriages. So let's hear the public in on this one on Open Thought Tuesday. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello, ladies. Good to have you here.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Ofunime from Ikorodu.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
When I was growing up, I used to hear housewife. So now it's house husband. It's very rampant, even in this area. Wives are working, the husband will stay at home. At the end of the day, they'll pick the wife's car and run around with small girls around the town. So most of the men talk to house husband.
Is that something you see? Oh, wait, men, is this true? And is this a new cultural fad? Is this something that's supposed to be trendy? Who supports? Who doesn't? Let's talk. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon is good to have you. Welcome.
You have Madame Shakara calling from Ebeda.
Madame Shakara, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
I love this topic so much. I'd like to start by saying that the Almighty God distributed the role. The man has to provide. But the modern reality demands that the woman has to support, because now the man alone cannot carry the home. So the woman has to support. But a situation whereby a man will say that he's going to sit back and allow the woman to go and work, me as an individual, I cannot feed such a man. And when such a man is hungry, it's because the women are feeding them. If you allow them to go hungry, they'll go out there and hustle and do something. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. Yes. Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Because a woman that always go out to hustle, to come and feed the man, automatically becomes the husband in the home, and it will start controlling the home. So even if you lose your job, it's not enough for you to sit back. Look for something to support yourself. If you are saying you can't do this kind of a job, then don't do it. Tell me when you get that job in an oil-producing company. Don't do it. That's my submission.
Okay, I got it.
The Bible says he who does not want to work shouldn't eat. It's simple.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for the world. Job well done.
And you too, lady. Thank you very much for calling. Welcome to the show, The Sunny Side. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ladies. Good to have you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hey, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead. Speak up for us, Joyce. Please. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, ma'am. This particular matter is very wrong of a man to sit and the wife feeding him. Because what I'm saying is that the wife might get tired, not might, will eventually get tired of feeding him. One day, insults will set in, embarrassment will set in, quarrel and fight. That's why most of the homes are broken, because of what the woman is what spending. If the pressure is on the woman, definitely one day quarrel will come in. And how can a man, a grown-up man, and sit down and say he doesn't want to work, he want to depend on the wife? Eh? Me, I don't understand, dude.
So what if he wants to be a house husband? He wants to stay at home, take care of the kids, clean the house, sweep, do the laundry.
To take care of, you see, normally, I have not even seen where, I've seen, but any man that does that is a very, 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 very incompetent, I don't know if I have, whether I get the English, but incompetent man. That is number one. That man is very, 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 very useless. How can you sit down? I don't want to talk.
I think you shouldn't. Thank you. Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello. Let's talk about, well, what you might have seen on your street.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, it's good to have you.
Yeah, this is Achike from Festa.
Welcome, Achike. Go ahead.
Let me give an example. You know, from time in memorial, like when you see this war gecko at home, they call it Agunu. So it means like lion of the house. Because from time, people assume that I'm the lion of the house, that the woman will come and feed me. But there was a documentary I watched of recently where, like, it's not that male lions can't hunt. That actually, when they're of age, they even chase them out of the pride. So they actually have to hunt, but it's that one, because of their name, they're not really suitable for ambushes. Then second, is they are prone to overheating. And third, they protect the perimeter. So,
are you comparing yourself to a lion here?
The point I'm making is that in that scenario, the man has a function, the woman has a function. It's not this type that we have that you see, like the man just wants to stay home and do everything. There has to be a function. Then this interpretation, like, who will now bring up the Bible, like any man that can't take care of his family is an imbecile. Then I don't know if you remember, it was the time
not an imbecile, is it? No, is that? Come on.
Something like that.
Infidel.
There was this time last year, this thing is social societal. I told you I saw one question in social studies, and it rubbed me the long way. The question was, who gives money to your mother to go to the market?
Okay.
So, it's societal. It shouldn't be anybody. If the man is all right and the woman is all right, the man should not be the one bringing. But for me,
Wait. Go right back. Wait. If the man is okay and the woman is okay, the man shouldn't be the one putting
like
the bill.
If there's any, it shouldn't be anybody that's capable. Let's say if the anybody comes in, the woman sees it, she can take care of it. She can take care of it. Doesn't have to wait for the husband. If the man sees something related to the wife, he can take care of it. Take care of it. It's teamwork. It doesn't have to be what's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine.
So when you say teamwork, as far as spending money in the home goes, is it also teamwork as far as domestic work goes?
Yeah, everything is teamwork.
Okay, good old European style. Anybody should wash, clean, mop,
you know,
change baby
the
nappies.
Problem, I feel like we have this African narrative that we did not correct with modernity, that the woman stays at home in the kitchen, the man does, you know, like, if you're a guy and I'm not doing well in school, the next thing we hear is that we have created that niche that, as in, if you have a girl, as in white girl, women have been turned into currency.
Okay.
So that thing is a big societal norm that needs to change.
Well, you're talking about what should happen, but what about the fact that there are men who are just comfortable? They have gotten to a point in their life where someone else can do it.
Especially we say, like in Benin or some parts of Benin, there are some men that are like that.
Not even Benin. I was told, for example, so can someone corroborate this? I heard, for example, either the Delta or the Ijaw Nigeria
do all the work. And also, I feel like all this, I know in Nigeria, we don't really have, like, social security that can enforce things, like...
No, wait, you're not speaking to the question. Let's talk about that. You're telling me about your dream. I don't want to talk about your dream. I want to talk about what is actually happening. So, for example, there's a state in Nigeria where they actually say that the men from that particular state don't like to work.
Yeah, I've heard that before, and that's wrong. But the issue is that it's almost like nobody wants to bother to change it.
Let's talk about it. That's what we're talking about.
And it's just like the same Igbo, as in, people don't change something until it starts disturbing them. But by right, you're supposed to change things with time. There are some things you did in the past that
you can't do now.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. My friends, look, can someone corroborate this? I'm not sure if it's Delta or it's Ijo, but I think it's around that center somewhere around there, where it said that culturally that the men don't work. They drink alcohol in the morning. They wake up, drink alcohol, and they don't care if the kids go to school or not. Like, just something particularly, it's like just men born to be reckless type situation. Men born and they come to this world and have, or at least despise, responsibility. So the women who marry them take on them as a necessary burden, such a curse it would appear. But I think culturally the women pretty much just, I don't know, but maybe they understand that God in heaven, no, I cannot rationalize it, so my words are not coming to me. So can someone corroborate that? And then, is it that maybe the woman, I mean, there might just be some other deeper concept to this. The woman might be stronger. You never know these things. She might be more intelligent. And she might be something more than the guy. And maybe the woman has been held down for so long, and maybe a few men have only realized it, that maybe some women are men or should be crowned men because of their capacity. Or at least maybe because the man is willing to relinquish his male status and hand it over to the woman and say, well, the woman can be something like a god mix of both sexes because she's really that extraordinary. Now I'm thinking. Welcome to Open Thoughts Tuesday. We want to talk about what might appear, at least by pop culture, they call it house husbands. Yeah. But locally, I don't think we have a name for it. It's just a case where men would be comfortable with a woman footing their bills. And your observation, your opinions are necessary. Welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, this is Mrs. Grace calling you from Igondo.
Oh, nice. Oh, good to have you. Welcome, Mrs. Grace. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You just talked about it, or part of Delta, whether it's Delta or Ijo. I'm from Bukeda.
You're from Delta. You're from Ijo in Delta.
I'm from Ijo Bayelsa. Where my mom is from Delta State.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Worry precisely.
Oh, there
that
you
was
go.
That was the time of our grandmothers, I would say. Not even time of my mothers. Because any man that tried now will go hungry. But what I want you to say is, fine, I even have a friend. After she got married to this guy, this guy very lost the man. Of them went and they still get married. After they got married, 2 weeks after the marriage, the brothers came to the house. Two brothers came. Before the lady knew, two sisters came. Why, you know, the mother came? Because she lives in a 3-bedroom apartment. She was renting the house. She was not a brother in her home.
Are you lying?
Even the marriage, everything. She spent her money to do the marriage, everything.
Wait. She spent her money to wed herself?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because the guy doesn't have money. She gave the guy money to get married to her.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why she was so desperate. You don't.
Oh, your line is breaking up. I'm sure about that. Please, you'll have to call me back. And I'd love for you to call back because I think there's something you're trying to point at, which I think we should all look at. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello. Afternoon. Good afternoon. It's good to have you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah, my name is Paul.
Welcome, Paul.
Yeah, you mentioned Delta State.
So that's why you called me, because I mentioned your hometown.
I'm not calling you because I want to change that narrative.
That's okay. Okay.
Yeah, when I was growing up as a young man, my mom never went to farm. Because when I get to the East, I noticed that women are the ones cultivating, farming. I was surprised that women farm in the East, men will stay at home. Women will go and cultivate grass, do cassava and all those stuff. Mm. In my place, I'm from Delta Ibuso, Delta State, our women don't go to farm as a major work. They can only do cassava, go and carry yam from the farm, and men take up responsibility and take care of their wife and their children. And that is our problem.
Okay, so where are you from in Delta?
I'm from Ibuzu.
Okay, so it's not your town then. It's Ijo. Someone on Instagram Live is telling me that it's Ijo. but that things have changed. He said, Joyce, also Delta, yes, it used to be the Urubos, but things have changed.
No, I'm not from Urubos.
Exactly. So it's not your end of the Delta.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. So what do you say about the men who might, at this point in their lives, become comfortable?
I don't believe that a normal human being, a normal man, except there is something wrong along the way, maybe lost his job, and being frustrated, and he decided to stay at home. But a normal man that is full of energy and would like to work, it's a prize to take care of a woman. What are you looking for? Well, since I was born to take care of a woman. That's why my father did it. In fact, if you don't take care of when we're in school, we enjoy taking care of women with little money. We can even go hungry to show off. And much more when you get your wife and
okay.
Or take care of a woman. In fact, it's a very good thing to enjoy. Money is meant to enjoy with a woman. And that's why a man is a man. But when conditions change,
uh-huh.
That's why I begin to see a man trying to manage, and some women are very dangerous. That they begin to knock your nose on the ground because they.
Okay, hold on a second. Just hold on, please. We're going to go off on a break, then I'll come right back to you.
Okay. Between the
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. It's 1:30 exactly, and I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. I'd love to read a message I have here from someone, a gentleman. He says, Joyce, it's not a tribe thing. It's an individual thing. I'm Ijaw from Bayelsa. Traditionally, my ancestors are canoe carvers. Women are not allowed to do that kind of work. Women use the boats produced by their husbands to go out to fish with their husbands. All right, that's about it. Well, thank you very much for that message. So I guess that you're making a case for what might be other people's observation. So it's not necessarily a direct jab. It's just to point out what could be happening. Now, when you say that, many other people have said that there is, say, maybe a town or a culture within the Delta where the men don't work. And it's not like, this is not rumor. It's something that's observable. But this is not a conversation necessarily about the Delta. It's like there are people who might have come into a time in their lives where they just would like to, as they say socially, sit down and be catered to, sit down and be taken care of. Well, I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. But the moment you come into a union, it seems as though, well, maybe one part, your religion plays a role, your social beliefs play a role, your individuality, like what you believe as a person, also plays a role. Some women say that they have been shouldering the cost of life, being wives to a certain husband, and the husband, for example, would choose a kind of job to do. And God bless Charles, really. I got a message earlier on, and Charles said that the ego of the men, particularly men from Nigeria, compels them to, I think it's more like it conditions the man to be so intimidated that those men force their wives to be lower income earners just so that they can exercise that income might above her. And I think, honestly, our social definition of submission is really a money factor. That's the only sensible thing I can make out from the social definition of submission. It's like, well, if the man has money and, well, the man should have more money than her. And so the man actually goes out and practically schemes to make sure that the wife is not as financially capable, just so that he is man. Well, there's that. And then there are men who, and I think it's a new phenomena, because these days I'm hearing that men are now dating other men to get money, but they look male on your social platforms. You hear that there are men who their belief is that they just are okay with someone else, with a woman, not just someone else, with a woman feeding them. it's just something. So let's talk about what is happening. Good. So let's continue our conversation. 99.3 Nigeria Info 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. I would love to hear from the women. Tell your story. And you can afford to be anonymous. I guess that there is something you're dealing with, and maybe someone else can learn from how you've managed your reality. Nigeria Info, hello.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, it's good to have you. Welcome. Tell us your name. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
I'm actually not on radio.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
What's your name?
I'd want to be anonymous.
Oh, nice. Tell us... don't tell us your name. Go ahead.
It's a general phenomenon out there that the average Nigerian man do not want his wife to be richer than him.
Oh.
It's a pure fact.
Oh.
Because, like the caller that texts you that the ego doesn't allow the Nigerian man want to sit back.
Uh-huh.
It's the absolute truth. Nigerian men are so egocentric. I'm married with two kids. And I know that if my wife is wealthier than I am, all I needed to do to make her respect me is to love her wholeheartedly.
Uh-huh.
Love is the language for me.
Go back.
When a Nigerian man feels intimidated with a woman being wealthier than he is. Yes,
and you, as a Nigerian man, you have observed this psychology amidst your.
It's happening within my friends.
Exactly, I was just going to say that it's happening even amongst your friends. You can see your friends tell you how much they like a girl, but when it comes to her financial capacity, they want to subdue her.
Exactly, so that they are rubbishes in quotes now. The woman will not have a choice than to just stick with the family. Not that they don't like, but because I wouldn't want to call it love.
Well, certainly not. Like we can't call that love. But I mean, they like her. That's what you're saying, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So they like her enough to want her to be the mother of their kids.
But
take care of the house, in quotes now. But they want to suppress her. And they feel if she has the financial capability to make her own decisions, then it's gone. She won't be there to listen to them again.
You're your father's son. This is a call to Lagos to come out and discuss this. You're getting a fist bump for this one. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, Joyce.
Lagos, is this true? Look, see, if you say it's not true, then you must then give us something that is particularly better. And your statement of fact would not just be observable, it would be obvious to any listening person today on Nigeria Info. Welcome 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. And, this is so interesting a conversation to just have with you because... Look at this. Look at the world we've created for ourselves. Look at the society we live in. But maybe it's beneficial because, you know, maybe if you can subdue the woman and empower the man, maybe it's better. So I'm going to stay open for the possibility that you can make a case that it's better to subdue her. By the way, is it true that in Nigeria, the Nigerian man will not want his woman to be more financially free? I mean, he'll like her, but if it ever came to her having something above him, he'll at least attempt to cripple her. Your stories are so dark. Hello, welcome to the show. Nigeria Info. It's Open Thought Tuesday. What's your name?
Yeah, I can't play.
Nobody can hear you. I'm sure you can't even hear yourself.
Akin is my name.
Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Yes. I want to correct an impression. I think a lot of people don't really correctly what actually happens in those states that were mentioned the other time, Delta. I am from that part of the country. When a man has a farm, because back then, apart from farming and probably petty trading, people don't engage in any other economic activity. So the difficult part of the jobs in the farm are actually meant for the men. You clear the farmland, you cut the trees, you burn, you plant. It is women and the children who go to weed. And when they weed, probably if they plant cassava, they go there from time to time to bring cassava home and make food for the family. So for someone...
Where are you from? Where are you from? What a time to lose you. Nigeria Info, welcome to Open Thought Tuesday.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you. Welcome, lady. How are you?
Hi, my name is Kewa.
Welcome, Kewa. You're Nigeria Info. Go ahead.
Okay. I totally agree with the former caller before the last.
Oh, the guy who was anonymous.
Yes, that the average Nigerian man wants to subdue the woman. If it came from a woman, it would be, oh, she's feminist. But we have to be realistic and logical when we observe our community so we can be truthful and the community can do better. When he mentions that in the olden days, you know, the man is the head, you know, but he gives the woman enough money to run the home. Not too much money.
Oh.
Everything is listed. You are buying food. How much is tomato? How much is this? How much is, if you are buying the children uniform, how much is this? Just enough to run the home. Just enough to manage everything, but not over him. So it's to curb the woman.
You see, the problem is not, that's the thing. The intent is not supposed to be over him. I mean, it's your wife, right?
Right. It's supposed to be partnership. It's not slave master behavior. It's a partnership, the husband and the wife, you know, but it's the reality we live in. Until Nigerians understand this statement, we're going to get it wrong. We have to understand the situation and call it as it is before we start moving forward. It's a conversation that needs to happen every day. It still happens if you live with your mom and your dad, if everybody's in the house, you understand the home. That's why you see children nowadays, they are going everywhere like, no, dad, stop. Let mommy run this. Let mommy own a business. Let mommy do something for herself. But Joyce, I was going to make a statement, right? You know, the age gap from a father and a mother in the other generation was at least 10 years apart, 8 years apart. They have a space. If they had the vision of, she would take care of me in my old age. Empowering her to run the home was not to really subdue her, but to give her an edge to be able to take care of him and the home in his old age when he cannot do so anymore. We have to understand that as well. We have to keep that in mind, yes.
Okay.
Because if you retire at 60, your wife is 50, she will start running the home. Whatever she brings in from little business you give to her would run the home and feed the home. Your kids are already grown.
So are you saying that it's better, like, are you saying that the mathematics was better back in the day where the man was 10 years older? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I agree with it, yes.
You would prefer that?
Yes, that's the ideology behind not marrying your age mate. It's marrying your age group that understands. People got it wrong in their own age time. They got it wrong, too.
Yeah, but this whole thing about the man not wanting the woman to be equal to him financially, that's...
It's how people understand it.
Okay.
We have to break it down. We have to break it down and understand the ideology. And not when it comes to become a slave master. People who saw people doing the same thing misunderstood what the other man was doing. You didn't check the home. You didn't check how it was going.
Do you think this needs research? Isn't this largely ego? Isn't this power?
It's this generation of men.
Isn't
my mother controlled my father. My father controlled my mother. My mother could not talk when my father was talking. That was a wrong home, Joyce. That was a wrong home.
Okay.
Everybody has a voice in a proper house. Even if you have 7 children, the mother will say, oh, this child, let's plan how we'll go to this school with this child. Let's plan how, the father is not available, the mother goes to the PTA meeting. It was understandable because the man could not be available at the same time as the woman. The woman was a teacher. The father was working in the civil service.
Okay.
You get the scenario?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So it was supposed to be, you run this side, I run this side.
Yeah. Split responsibility.
Not basically to subdue. So people got it wrong.
All right.
At some point in time.
Okay.
People got it wrong. People are still getting it wrong because of their homes that their grandfathers couldn't absorb. So that's where it's coming.
Thank
That's
you.
Where it's coming from.
So let's figure
Thank
out what
Joy.
Other people will say about this. Thank you. I do appreciate you calling in. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Make it back. My name's Joyce. Goodness, this is good. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. What's your name?
This is Naye.
Okay. Hold on a second. We have to let other people speak, please. Please. I have to cut you off.
Just 2 seconds.
30 please. Seconds. 30, real quick.
Thank you. Thank you, ma. This lady that called now, yes, I love your accent. I love the way you speak, but I disagree with that. If nobody disagrees with that, now I disagree with that.
You have 20 seconds.
Days, they marry... Okay, sorry. Olden days, they marry their wives. You know, they with 10 years, 20 years, 15 years. That is olden days. And because of that, they control the wife. You cannot tell me that they don't control the wife. When my father, my mother, my father controls my mother. So forget it. I disagree with you.
Thank
I
you.
Love your accent. You speak good English.
Thank you very much. Hey, hi, welcome to the show. Nigeria Info, it's Open Thought Tuesday. And anywhere you turn, you know someone who fits into this conversation. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Yeah, Wale Amzad is my name.
Welcome, Wale.
Okay, yeah. I think the lady before the last was very, very fantastic in her submission. We have a lot of homes now where people does not even know what they are doing. And then they bring that one out to the public to be saying maybe the man is controlling the man or the woman is controlling the man. This thing they are talking is vice versa. I want to state categorically that in a proper home with the right settings, I don't think that it could be possible elsewhere, but I don't think where you have a proper home, you don't even know whether somebody is controlling who or somebody is not controlling who.
When you say it might be possible somewhere, are you saying that it's not happening? Particularly the statement that men are intimidated by women who are financial equals, and as such, men would prefer to subjugate the woman.
See, some of these things people are saying is borrowed. They borrow it from somewhere, probably what is happening outside the country. Let me tell you.
It's not happening outside the country. Wait, you're going to take that one back because I even know that much. No, stop. No, hold on a second. Please wait.
Okay.
You're not going to say it's happening in America or in Europe. It's happening in Nigeria, and to deny it, don't let me call you a liar because that one is even too obvious.
No. Okay, let me tell you what's happening in my family. Let me tell you now.
Yeah, you talk about your father. That's different.
Hold on. My dad has 5 wives. Are you listening to me?
I don't have forever. Hurry up.
I have 5 wives. And then one of those wives is even richer than my father. And then the one that is richer among the wives sponsored most of us to school. And the old one...
Have I lost you? Network. Okay. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. Hey, hi. I'll make it back. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Hello. Welcome to Nigeria Info's Open Thought Tuesday.
Good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Helen and I'm calling from Ogun State.
Thank you very much for calling. Please go ahead.
Yes, this conversation, I want to add to it. The whole thing about men staying at home. Joyce, it can work in abroad, but not here in Nigeria. For this full-time husband cannot work here in Nigeria. And I will tell you why.
Full-time house husband, you mean?
You said?
Full-time house husband or being a husband?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, thank you very much. Full-time house husband.
Oh, okay.
Just like the other caller, one caller said, that this African male ego will not allow them to do what they are supposed to do. Will not allow it to work. You know why? Now, for a man who is sitting at home, an African man who is sitting at home doing nothing in Nigeria, we still expect his wife to come back from work and do the chores. And this is not what is obtainable in other countries where the man is a full-time husband. As long as the wife is not around and the wife is working, he helps at home, taking care of the house chores, maybe cleaning the house before the wife comes back, maybe cooking. But an African man, we expect the wife to come back from work and still cook for him and do the chores. I will give you two examples. My number one is my own, and the second one is my friend. When my husband lost his job, he will sit at home doing nothing. As soon as I come back from work, he will enter the bedroom, bathe, put on clothes, put on perfume, and go out. And he was doing this for a really long time, and I confronted him. And the excuse was that, are you expecting me to die in the house, to sit down in the house from morning till night? And I was like, if you can go out in the evening, why not in the morning to go and look for a job? It was happening. Now, the second experience was my friend. Her husband lost his job, and they just had a baby. So I went to visit them at home. And she was bathing the baby. You know the way African women bathe baby with the baby bath and everything? Mm-hmm. I was in their bedroom, and she said, please, can you mom? She called me mom.
Have I lost you? Hello?
Can you let me bring out the children's clothes from the wardrobe? Why I was doing that? To cut long story short, the husband now walked inside the room and she spoke their language and said something in their language. The husband replied, I went out. And she was like, Mommy, did you just know what happened? I said, no. I just asked my husband to please help me check the water on the fire. Because she was bathing the baby, she put another water on the stove so that she can bathe. I just asked my husband to help me check the water on the fire. And the husband replied and said, it is water you are telling me to check for you. Now tomorrow you tell me to pee yam for you. This is a man who is jobless, that her family is feeding them. He's jobless and the family is feeding them. So Joyce, it cannot work here. It can't work here.
We need to talk about
they
that
They will
thing.
Not wow. work, and they will still expect you to come back from work and still do the chores at home.
Is this so? This is pride. This is just arrogance.
The first one is my experience, and this is what is happening everywhere. Let's be sincere.
I lost her. So his first response is, well, you're telling me to go check the water today. Then tomorrow you'll tell me to peel yam. So basically, it's beneath him to peel yam. It's beneath him. It's beneath him to peel the yam that he will eat. So let's begin from there. So he thinks, well, if I'm going to eat it, someone better do it. Well, I'm thinking in this moment. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Fetta, why's your pretty face here? Well, what, your face has spoiled. What's wrong with your face?
It's really listening to everything people are saying, and I'm just a little pissed. Because they're not lying. It's the truth. It's like passed down cultural belief from father to son. It's...
He can't peel the yam he's going to eat.
What?
Let's take that in for a moment. And now, that's not the only guy. This is like a Nigerian thing, right? He can't peel the yam he's going to eat. He can't do it for his wife.
But Joyce, enough of us saying a Nigerian thing. We go to school to learn how the white man's ways. Why do we come back and say it's an African mentality thing? It's a personality thing.
Welcome. No. So when you say, so you have to, I think like people adopt personalities. Your society has made the man think himself of something. And so he takes that... case, that skeletal, that blank sheet, and injects on that sheet what he wants to be. And so I think it's power. The Nigerian man wants power.
Okay.
And so you hear the story of the woman who says, this guy is jobless, and I just told him to help me check water on fire. And he's like, oh, well, you're telling me to check water, and then tomorrow you tell me to peel yam. Now, I also blame African women, because if someone said that to me, by the God who made me. The God who made me will want me to do something about a statement like that. It would be offending to my God if someone said that to me and nothing happened. Like, so maybe God is just sitting on the throne and just like, hey, someone said that. And nothing happened.
Equip her for retaliation.
Like nothing. So everything is just normal. Because I think first of all, then he shouldn't eat. So she shouldn't cook.
Mm.
Then he's going to nag. Like then the marriage is just going to fall apart. Mm. So, but I also blame the women too. You're getting pissed. She's living it. Like, can you imagine that?
Once she says something about the man is jobless, I'm like, that's even irrelevant. It doesn't have anything to do with him being jobless or having a job. Like we're partners, we are married. So what's wrong with me saying, help me do this thing?
Big boy.
You can't impregnate me.
Did you hear the first story?
Well, you can't impregnate me, but you cannot help me carry. Okay.
Did you hear the first story? That she goes out, comes back. Once she comes back, he dresses up, wears perfume, and goes out.
That's not an Abuja thing. So that they know that he's not.
Off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info is Open Thought Tuesday. My name's Joyce, and I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemuwa, on Instagram. And get in here. Welcome. I lost you. I want to read a message here. Good afternoon, Joyce. My wife can never be a full housewife. It's not possible. Joyce, it's not good for a woman to be feeding the family because of pride. I'm talking from experience. If you allow a woman to take full responsibility, she will not allow you to hear a word in that house. If is only the man working, such man will not last long. Sean from Ikpaja, thank you. So, Sean, the reason you're not allowing the woman is because of either pride on her side and a lack of pride on yours. So all of this is just pride. Like, you're really doing all of this for the ego benefit. You see why your families are not working. You see why the marriage is not working. So it's that. But I feel that, I don't want to blame culture. Because I can't imagine that the only reason you're stopping your wife from advancing is because it's a threat to your pride. There's madness and then there's that. Because I think if you have a good partner, why should both of you not be succeeding? Like, it doesn't matter who goes first. Like, just go. You know, I think that's what it should be. We're off on a break. It's 2:00 exactly. And the headlines would be heard now. And then when we come back, the conversation will continue on the other side of 2:00. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. We'll call it 2 p.m. past 2. Well, 2 minutes past 2 on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Open Thought Tuesday. And yes, I'm asking about the men who would just comfortably sit back and be fed by a woman. I have a message here. We are all part of nature, and nature doesn't have rules or gender roles. Anyone can be a provider. We're the ones setting all these rules or roles. If a woman wants to feed her man, fine. If the man chooses to lay back, fine, as long as he's doing something like taking care of the home. Stacy from Ikpaja. Well, Stacy, you heard the story of a woman who just called in who said that her husband gets a shower, wears perfume, maybe it's a Tom Ford or something, you know, or Gulan, and then he just swags out. Hi, my name's Awesome. I have a boyfriend who was sitting idle, and I do all the footing of bills, though he's a writer looking for funds to get his book on Amazon. Okay, but he was always feeling intimidated anytime I go out to hustle, and he frowns when I return from hustling. He served me breakfast by leaving me for another lady he's had as a friend that I know. Oh, he's had as a friend that you know them to be. The lady is the one helping him financially now. He told me he's moved on, that we can just be friends in business. The story of my life. Girl, at least you have your life. Now you can rewrite your story. Like, you can write more stories on that one. This is not the end of your life. Well, quite an interesting story if you ask me. Thank you very much for that message. The Sunny Side, welcome. Open Thought Tuesday. My name's Joyce. What's yours? Make it back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Open Thought Tuesday. Hi.
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah, hi.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Yes. Well, it's not normal that men should not work and the ladies should work in, but
going to the other story you said about some women working and men are not working. It happens with the Ilaje people. I can tell you this for free. I once lived among them. Are you with me?
Ilaje, where is that, please? Is that
Ondo State?
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes. The men will sit down at home drinking, tie clothes around their waist, smoking. The life will be playing games. Oh. Why the women is busy at work, going to the high seas, the lagoons to fish, to fish.
Oh.
So it's very common. And I detest, I hate them for that. And the children will not go to school. Oh. Working around naked with their food.
I mean,
I used to live among them.
Yeah. So was this a culture? Like, this was like more than one household. This was a thing that they're...
It is a culture among them.
A culture.
Everything just that we're living among them was, we detested, we were mocking them then. We look at them and say, look at these people. Where are they being? I'm from Ondo town.
Ah.
So we are from the same state. But that is the way they behave.
Okay. So you, from your own town, the men are not that way. They don't just sit down, get comfortable.
We are for education now.
Uh-huh.
Check our history now. Ondo and Ekiti. We have many professors now.
Oh, well.
It's there. So it's nothing to contest.
So why do you think that kind of thing thrives? Is it because the women permit it? Because maybe if the women were giving the men divorce.
The women like it.
Oh.
I can tell you for free. They like it. Even when they come back, they feel it's normal. They still sleep with them at night.
Is it they like it or a lack of knowledge? Because you're like, would they like it if they knew that they had options?
I would agree that it was due to lack of knowledge, because these modern times now, I don't think any woman would do that.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Open Thought Tuesday. Talking about, well, the men who just sit back and let it happen for them. Like the sun rises on them. The woman cooks for them. The girls come to them. I mean, daddy. Daddy's stuff. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. What's your name?
Jonathan is my name.
Sure.
You're talking about men sitting at home not working.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it.
You know.
I've been hearing some people, you know, is it like your colleague was saying, I think it's a personal thing. I lost my job on the 25th of November, and I've gotten on the road to struggle for my family. So I don't think I can be seen in that light. But look, whatever pride any man have, any man that is listening, the day you cannot take care of your family, that pride comes down immediately. And I don't think I can go through it and sit at home while my wife go to work and fetch for me to eat. That dignity, the respect, whatever pride I have, has ended that day. So for me, it's unimaginable. I don't think whoever man is doing that, I think it's a personal thing for me.
All right.
It's a personal thing. Enjoy your afternoon.
Afternoon. You too. You don't, that man with daddy behavior, big daddy. I should play you that, Pete. What's that? It's a Puff Daddy. That's a daddy behavior. It's like you feed them, you greet them, you worship them, you know, you accord them regard and respect.
That's not daddy. That's zaddy. Zaddy.
You say all of you are going to hell.
Confide.
Because all of you are crazy. There's no way you're all going to heaven. Show Open Thought Tuesday.
Hello, George. Good
afternoon, Nigeria Info. What's your name?
You have sociable on the
line. Yeah, welcome, sociable.
Thank you. You see, it's just that we don't want to do things the right way. Or the owner of family, the originator of human family, the way he intended things to go.
Yeah.
Hello.
Go ahead, I'm with you. No, please go ahead.
So the thing is, it is very improper to have a man sit down at home and the woman will go working for him. Yes, it's very improper.
Okay.
And I've been listening. You see, when people say, when they want to talk about a man sitting at home,
not working, and they are the only people working. They use some terms for the man, that he's lazy, he's this and that.
Mm.
Then on the other way, if a man says, don't work, let me work, they will say the man is wicked, why should you stop your woman from working? It's because we are using our head to do things. But if we follow how God wants things to go, the man, the women have a lot of work already. Childbearing and taking care of children is a lot of work. It is quite unfortunate for a man to sit down.
Lost you. I have a message here on Instagram Live. By the way, I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. There's a very interesting question here. He says, hi, just please make this a topic. What constitutes insult to a man? You are a woman and will never understand what is insulting to a man. So thank you very much. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I already think I know the answer. I think I know the answer, but I think it's a good social topic.
Okay.
Now, the reason it's actually a good social topic is because what I think the answer is. So one, there's ego. And so anything that contends with ego is challenging to what might be regarded as what the man has fortified himself with. So that can be regarded as an insult because you're aiming at the ego. So you don't even have to be directly insulting. If you just touch the ego, he's shaking. So it's a threat. Anything that aims at the ego, to the man's perspective, is a threat. Okay. So I already know the answer, but you know, we can ask them. Because, you know, you can have a woman say something back to her man, and then he goes, oh, you are talking to me. And she has said something not just correct, but something better than what he has said. But just because he feels he is Lord and
maybe
Master.
Maybe it's even the truth.
Thank you. It's probably, I just told you, it's better than what he has said because it's actually correct. And then he'll say, oh, you're talking to, now you are telling me what to do. Oh, now you're talking.
Why you like that?
Yeah, because, you know, the empty vessel just prefers the noise. And then he does, oh, you're talking to me now. Oh, so you mean now? Oh, so now you're the man of the house. It's really just that, just an empty vessel just making noise. And I wish that woman wouldn't stop. But it's just that they'll tell her to stop. So at the marriage rules, that's not marriage. Knock it off. Okay, so I've answered your question, though, but we can actually leave it open to the public. And then you hear women wail about, I mean, a woman has come here on the show and she said her husband would never take anything she said. That if they had a problem at home, he'll go out, collect advice, come and implement it in the house.
Wow.
So nothing she said to him was worth a penny.
Mm. Can you just like take the question again? Something about what constitutes
insult to a man?
So I'll hear people say that the only one thing that men desire the most is to be respected. And I keep asking this question, don't we all want to be respected?
Don't mind.
Isn't it all what we need? Even women.
It's a grammatical flaw, more like a comprehension situation.
Because I don't really get.
Yeah,
I don't know. It seems like he's a very intelligent, so he could actually educate me because I want to learn. Because what constitutes a man's what, ego or something like that?
Oh no, that's my answer. That's my answer. But he's asking what constitutes an insult. So that's an open-ended question. So it's like, so first of all, what's an insult?
For example, you're not working and I'm working, and I say that you don't have a job. So
you've insulted him already. Just the fact that you opened that conversation is already an insult because you already know. So the thing is, it's not everything you know you must say. Like the lady who told her husband to help me check the water and fire, that's an insult. That's an insult to him because he told her, well, you're telling me to check water. Tomorrow you'll tell me to peel yam.
But if the man actually had a job and he comes back from
work. It's
not
about the job, remember.
Okay, so say for example.
It's the ego. Don't rationalize madness.
I'm trying to make that maybe the essence or the reason why the person will feel insulted. So what if the person has a job and then the woman says, help me check water. You probably say, I'm just coming from work and you're telling me to go. So the woman will not feel bad that, oh, because I don't have a job, that's why you're insulting me. But when the man doesn't have a job, it's an insult because.
So she has to walk like as though she's walking around eggshells.
Okay.
Because his ego is frail.
Fragile, okay. Yeah,
so. Lagos, Nigeria, this conversation will come back. I have a recording, it's for 15 minutes. And then I have another recording, it's for 30 minutes. So let me say to you that the sun sets here. And this work is not done because it's coming back. My name's Joyce, we're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Stick around.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.